Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to God's Playbook. Today, I want to build on the notion that we heard yesterday at Mass, Jesus, our Good Shepherd, and the voice of the Lord Jesus. Have you ever thought, what did Jesus' voice sound like? Was it a big, deep voice? Was it a soothing voice? Was it a very commanding voice that was very demonstrative at times? Must have been a compassionate voice, a loving voice, a soothing voice. Indeed, Jesus' voice would be something that people would have enjoyed listening to. Not only was the voice of Jesus a beautiful one, for it's God's voice, it happened to be captivating, to draw people in. Think to yourself, when you listen to somebody's voice, sadly, you're stuck with mine on this podcast, and I thank you for enduring with it. But the reality is, sometimes when we hear someone's voice and they're very welcoming, they're friendly, their tone exhibits a welcome or a familiar voice that might associate ourselves with somebody else that we know, as opposed to somebody who has a very difficult voice, somebody who's hard to listen to or seems harsh in their tone or their demeanor. Are you more or less inclined to listen to them? I think it's safe to say that Jesus' voice was not only a pleasant one to listen to, but one that had power, so that his words had an impact on the listener, whether they were deep in faith or perhaps listening to Jesus for the first time. His voice had to be commanding if he was going to preach to the thousands, and yet still be friendly enough that children would flock to him. When Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, I think it's important to reflect upon the words when he says, "My sheep know my voice, and they come follow me." The voice of Jesus is one, friends, that I hope that we also hear in our own prayer lives, one that cares about us, just as he said to Mary Magdalene when he appeared to her on the day of the resurrection. Mary, how he said her name in such a loving, compassionate, beautiful way that Mary immediately knew that it was Jesus. How many times does Jesus speak to us in our own prayer lives? I know when I hear his voice, this reflection helps me too, because I focus less on the voice itself, but the fact that I know it's the Lord speaking to me, if that makes sense. In other words, I don't feel like I'm hearing other voices. I don't feel like it could be somebody else in the background. Rather, it's a call to my heart of the Lord asking, "Do you trust me?" Or he gives me an answer to one of my questions that I might have. Jesus continues to speak to us, friends, and he's calling us with that beautiful voice that could only come from the Lord. What does this voice sound like for you? Perhaps even the voice we hear is one that God adapts for us uniquely to the individual person. And yet, regardless of what the Lord's voice sounds like, when he does speak, does it not speak to our hearts in a way like nobody else can? When we hear his word in sacred scripture, especially when he talks about God's love for us, does that not bring us comfort and peace like no other words can? Today, friends, let's heed the words of sacred scripture from yesterday. let's continue to focus on the power of Jesus, who is the Good Shepherd, who calls us by name, whose voice is with power and compassion, with authority and love, all mixed together, whose voice is calling us to love him, to trust him, and to have faith in him. Let's kick off this fourth week of Easter in a powerful way as we thank God for speaking to us, for transforming our lives, and for being that God who speaks to our hearts as only he can. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.